Well, little Johnny's dad was a Protestant minister of a small church in the Midwest. And one day he told Johnny that a very important leader, a bishop, was coming to the church and would be staying with them in their home. Little Johnny became very excited about meeting a bishop. "What do I get to do?" he asked. "Your job," the father answered, "will be to take his morning tea up to the guest room." "Well, what should I say?" Johnny asked. "Just remember to say, 'It's the boy, my lord. It's time to get up.'" Little Johnny was very excited. He kept repeating and practicing his lines. "It's the boy, my lord. It's time to get up," over and over again. Finally, the day came. Little Johnny had learned all his lines. At the appointed hour, the bishop's tea and biscuit were put on a tray and given to Johnny to take to the guest room. Johnny walked up the stairs and he got so excited. He banged on the door with all his might and shouted, "It's the Lord, my boy, and your time is up." Well, today we begin the holy season of Advent, and the theme of today's Mass, as we see from the readings, is always to be ready to meet the Lord. Jesus says to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert, for you do not know the day or the hour when the Lord will come for us, when he will knock on the door of our hearts and call us to render an account of our life to him. We don't know when that'll be." The Lord said it could be in the morning or at midnight or in the evening. We don't know. But the Lord says to make sure that we're ready for whenever the Lord comes for us. And today, of course, we begin this holy season of Advent, 4 weeks to prepare our hearts to celebrate again the birth of our Savior. You know, Advent has something to do with the past, something to do with the present, and something to do with the future. Regarding the past, we look back 2,000 years and we're reminded of the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. And just as the people prepared to welcome the Messiah, so we too prepare as well to welcome the Lord each year at Christmas. So we look to the past, that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. But Advent also has something to do with the future, because we look ahead for his second coming. And Advent's a time for us to prepare for the second coming of Christ, wherever that may be, whenever it'll be, when the Lord comes again to judge the living and the dead, when the Lord comes down from the clouds of heaven and judges the earth. So we look forward during Advent to the future, to the second coming of Christ. So Advent has to do with the past, as we look back to the birth of Christ 2,000 years ago. We look to the future for his second coming. But also, Advent has to do with the present, with the here and now, to prepare our hearts to be transformed, to empty ourselves of self so we can be filled with Christ. That is the purpose of life, to become like Christ. So it's about the present. It's about becoming more like Jesus. So we get rid of sin, we get rid of selfishness, we get rid of pride and arrogance, and we try to be filled with Christ. So that's what these 4 weeks are all about. Today we lit the first candle of the Advent wreath. Those four candles represent the 4 weeks of Advent. They also represent the 4,000 years that the Jewish people waited for the Messiah. So each week again represents 1,000 years of expectation, of waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Now, Advent has been called a mini Lent. It's not a time of sacrifice, but it's a time of joyful preparation. See, we still wear the purple, we still wear the violet to remind us of preparation, of preparing our hearts for Christ the King, to accept Jesus as our King and as our Savior. So what should we do during these 4 weeks until Christmas? Well, the Church reminds us that it's a season of joy, a season of hope. It should be a season of charity, to really reach out to the poor and to the homeless and to the needy. It should be a time of generosity, of giving to those who do not have, of loving God more, loving our neighbor more. We certainly don't want to get caught up into the hectic consumerism and materialism that is all around us in our society. And that is the great challenge of Advent, is not to get caught up in consumerism and materialism, but to focus on the meaning of Advent and of Christmas, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So here are four things that I'd like to recommend that we all do during Advent. Number one, go to confession. What better way to prepare our hearts than to get rid of sin and to open our hearts to the grace of Christ in the sacrament of confession? Try to get your spouse to go to confession, your children to go to confession, your grandchildren to go to confession. That is perhaps the best way to prepare our hearts for Christ at Christmas in just four short weeks. So we get rid of sin, we go to confession, we receive the graces of God. Second, I'd recommend go to daily Mass. If at all possible, if there's any way you can get to Mass every day during Advent, what a beautiful way to prepare for Christ at Christmas than to receive Jesus in the Eucharist every day at Mass. The word Christmas actually is two words, Christ Mass. That's what Christmas is, Christ Mass. And so a beautiful way to prepare for Christmas is to go to Mass every day, perhaps at 8:30 in the historic chapel across the street, 12 noon here in the church, or maybe at other parishes, other churches, at the Pentagon or other places where you can get to Mass at work. If it's possible, try to do that. Feed your soul, nourish your soul with the Eucharist. Listen to the readings of the infancy narratives of Isaiah the prophet and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The readings will help to nourish our soul to prepare for Christmas. Number three is Eucharistic adoration. We're so blessed to have an adoration chapel across the street, open 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday morning until Friday morning, 24 hours a day. Many of you go already and make a holy hour and spend time in Eucharistic adoration. Again, what better way to adore Christ at Christmas than to adore him in the Blessed Sacrament in Eucharistic adoration? That quiet time of peace, of adoration, of praise and thanksgiving, that'll help us to not get caught up into, again, the hectic life and the next month of busy activities, to have that 1 hour a week in Eucharistic adoration. If you haven't signed up for a holy hour, you can just show up anytime and make a visit, or you can spend an hour. But we would like you to consider spending 1 hour a week in adoration. There are some hours throughout the week that we only have one adorer, and we could always like to have two there. So please consider looking at the list in the bulletin or calling the number in the bulletin to find out what hour we need people there to spend time with the Lord, and then make that commitment to spend an hour each week with our Lord. And lastly, number four, besides confession, daily Mass, and adoration, I think the fourth thing that I do every Advent is I say the joyful mysteries every day. So I pray the rosary every day, but during Advent, I find it very helpful to pray the joyful mysteries every day. Because if you do that, every day you'll be meditating upon the Annunciation, the Visitation, and the Nativity. So for the next 4 weeks, every day you'll be thinking about Christmas and the birth of Christ at Christmas. So today we begin a wonderful season, a very holy season of preparation and joy, an opportunity not necessarily to give something up, but an opportunity every day to do something extra, to grow closer to the Lord, and to be able to receive Christ with joy at Christmas.